This is your KUTX Soundcheck. Aerosmith co-founder Joe Perry collapsed backstage during a concert at Coney Island on Sunday while performing with his supergroup, the Hollywood Vampires. The guitarist walked off stage in the middle of a song and lost consciousness and collapsed once backstage. Bandmates Alice Cooper and Johnny Depp said Perry had mentioned feeling ill before the show, but wasn't forthright with exactly how ill he was feeling. Alice Cooper later tweeted that Perry was in stable condition and doing well, and the band is still scheduled to play tomorrow night in Ohio. Late last week, former Pink Floyd frontman David Gilmour played a two-night set inside of Italy's famous Pompeii Amphitheater, the same amphitheater Pink Floyd filmed the cult concert film Pink Floyd Live at Pompeii back in 1972. This time, however, Gilmour played for a live audience. The setlist struck a healthy balance between songs from Gilmour's solo career and Pink Floyd classics Gilmour hadn't performed in 10 to 20 years, including One of These Days and The Great Gig in the Sky. The setlist was missing the song Echoes, the cornerstone of that Live in Pompeii video from the 70s, which Gilmour acknowledged by saying it was too difficult to perform without co-writer Rick Wright. Discogs, the website famous for being a trusted database and marketplace for music on vinyl, CD, etc., has finally released the Android version of its app that was released for iOS back in February. In addition to cataloging your collection and tracking your wish list, users can find record stores in their immediate vicinity, and perhaps most exciting is the app's barcode scanner feature that allows users to have the most correct version of an album logged in their catalog, as well as being able to find out just how much that sick record store find is actually worth. The Discogs app launches for Android tomorrow. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.